think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-L-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you wish to watch us for some reason, we're on the live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com and go to where it says watch us on live stream, and there we are. And as a matter of fact, we're going to pull off that entire interview we just did with Mike the Truth Jackson and put that up on SportsMap as a video. So if you missed that, it's good stuff. And I know Jong's not happy with this when he says short segment.
I know, yeah.
Because we went over, and it's bad when we go over on the on the top of the hour. So we apologize for that. But that was probably the biggest story of the week in terms of – certainly in terms of MMA.
Yeah.
I mean, as good as that fight was, the whole controversy surrounding, you know, Mike and CM Punk and Dana and everything else, that kind of dominated the headline. He said he was on The Daily Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. So good for him. All right, so we got plenty of other stuff we'll get to. And
why is this microphone doing this now, John? Look at this.
It looks very limp. Maybe
it's doing that. And
maybe
I don't know
it needs to go to Aeros. Oh, never mind. That's later.
I don't know how to fix that either.
That's too bad that I don't have that read right there.
It is too bad, but yeah, this thing's driving me crazy.
Yeah. Well, if you're limp with your microphone.
Yeah, if your microphone can't stay stiff.
But that was kind of a fun interview, and then we got to a lot of other stuff. Like I said, it's all available on podcastarena.com, and the video portion will soon be available on SportsMap. And we welcome in our listeners on both stations. If you're just tuning in for the first time in 2 days, some of you may be just getting off work, you can now hear us on 94.1 as well as 97.5. So just check out whichever signal's best for you, because we love the people. We're trying to take care of the people. You know what? Because I love the people, I'm going to give something away here before we go to break.
Do it, man.
And I'm actually going to this. The USA Rugby versus Scotland tickets.
Okay.
We got two to give away here. You can win a pair of tickets to see international rugby. The USA Eagles take on the world's fifth-ranked Scottish national team. Don't miss this epic battle at BBVA Compass Stadium Saturday, June 16th. Kickoff is at 8 p.m., but come early for the Rugby Fan Fest. Hurry, tickets are on sale now. Check it out at usarugby.org and order your tickets now. We'll do caller 18. All right.
Jose Torres says that me and Mike Jackson apparently was like a love fest.
Really?
Did you get that?
No, but, you know.
I mean, first of all, keep in mind, Mike and I have known each other for 8, 9 years.
A long time.
Like, you know, Mike and I have trained together. Mike and I, like, it's...
Well,
it's not like he's just a random dude who came in here for me to interview.
But I think he answered questions about everything.
I do too.
You know, including what Dana said, and he gave his explanation for it. And you can either believe it or not. I tend to believe him because I didn't think it was that bad when I saw it. I saw a couple things where, okay, if you're looking for showboating, maybe that's it.
Yeah, I guess.
But once he explained it, then I'm like, okay, yeah, that's totally fine. And I thought he did a good job of explaining it. So unless you think he's lying, which why would he?
Dana White already said, dude, you're not fighting the UFC anymore. Why would he lie? Like if he knew he wasn't ever going to fight in the UFC again, why wouldn't he just say, yeah, I knew I couldn't lose that fight. So I wanted to just clown on him.
Yeah.
I mean, he could easily say that. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Republic Harley Davidson. These guys are the best in the business. The ROT rally's coming up soon. And if you've got an old clunker, don't drive that thing down there, man. Get yourself right. Buy a new 2018 Harley-Davidson at Republic right now. You get free mufflers, free air cleaners, free street tuners, free professional dyno tuning, and free installation only at Republic Harley-Davidson. They are number one again, tops in customer satisfaction, well above the national and district averages. They've got the best people there, man. They treat you right. They make you feel good when you walk in, and they're going to put you on the bike of your dreams. They've got financing for everyone, and they will help you out. They will help you get on that Harley. Come celebrate Father's Day early this Saturday, the 16th, from 9 to 11 at Republic Harley-Davidson. Free breakfast. Take your dad out there. Let him test drive a bike, demo a bike, see what he's into. You know, and they've got their next bike night coming up on June 21st, 6 p.m. They're going to have live music, free food, drinks, and door prizes. And you'll get to register for the free Harley-Davidson that they're giving away in October. You can only register to win at bike nights, so you got to get out there for that. That's Republic Harley-Davidson. Whatever your need, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, they've got you covered. Financing for everyone. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right, we're back on clock. Like nothing ever happened.
Right.
JD says, that dude said he is building his brand. Showboating while beating a lesser fighter wouldn't exactly help your brand, would it? I would think it would hurt, if anything. If he's lying, maybe that's why, protecting his brand.
No, he's saying that instead of fighting, he wants to focus on building his brand. Like the,
he
would rather spend time working on his website,
his podcast. He takes great photos, by the way, and yeah. So, I mean, basically, having Dana White come out and say what a piece of garbage you are and bleep that guy isn't going to help your brand.
No.
So, now there's. I don't understand this whole thing where we just assume people are lying. You know, I mean, maybe those are the people in you know, maybe in most people's lives, that's what they have, is people who are lying. But I hate to tell you this. Not everybody just lies about stuff.
Especially when he has no reason to.
Yeah. Want to try a call here?
Sure.
Let's try James.
Sports James.
James.
Sports, fellas.
What's up, bud?
Sports, fellas.
Action.
Hey, AJ, I'm about to flip the script on you real quick, man.
All right.
Like how you do Houston fans, man. I know it's your boy and everything, but that fool can't call no one trash with that trash fight he made everyone watch the other day, man. With that being said, I think it's time to now finally say boxing has regained number one in combat sports here in America, or across the world, as we say. Boxing has all these stars coming in. UFC can't seem to find a star. Their best star hasn't fought in over 2 years. So I just want to see what y'all talking about.
Well, before you hang up, who's the best pay-per-view star right now that boxing has?
Canelo. Hung up. It's got to be Canelo, right?
Yeah, and he just failed a drug test.
Yeah, so. I think both of us are – we're not one of those boxing versus MMA guys.
No,
here.
I enjoy both.
And I do too. And you know, it looks like we're finally going to get this Wilder-Joshua fight. Have you ever seen an unbeaten heavyweight – that gets less attention than Deontay Wilder? I mean, a 40-0 guy. And now he's finally fighting somebody, which I think is part of it. But
yeah, but because Deontay Wilder's not a very good boxer. He just punches people really, really hard.
Yeah, but I mean, again, there's something to that, don't get me wrong. But to his point about boxing trying to retake that mantle, then boxing in its heyday is heavyweights.
Yeah.
Boxing was Muhammad Ali and Larry Holmes and Mike Tyson. And yes, I love to go see some of these fights. I think Golovkin's one of my favorite fighters. Kovalev was a great, Andre Ward was a great fighter, but those guys weren't anywhere near the household names of a Conor McGregor.
Right.
You got to go back to Floyd, was probably the biggest name, still is. And he's
Floyd and Manny Pacquiao.
And Manny Pacquiao.
who are both, well, Manny's apparently not done boxing, but probably should be.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he's quite the draw that he was. So, you know, based on TV ratings and a lot of the other stuff and pay-per-view numbers, the MMA is still doing better. But I do think I know there's some up and young, like we talked about Lomachenko yesterday, but how many people know who he is? And you know, and maybe it's the same way in MMA. There's a lot of guys that I know you say are up and coming that, and I hear them and I go, I'm not really familiar with that guy.
Yeah.
And then I'll go research him and say, okay, yeah, this guy looks like somebody I want to watch. And I do that. But with boxing, I kind of know the guys a little more because we talk about them so much. But I do sense that maybe MMA has kind of crept back to the pack a little bit, but I still think boxing has a long way to go to pass them back up. And, you know, we always talk about what's going to make boxing great. We all talked about the Canelo-Golovkin fight forever. We got a really good fight out of it. I don't really care about the result. I got a good fight out of it, but apparently the result was, you know, a big controversy. Did that give it a boost, though? Because we kind of quit talking about it after that.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just because we haven't been back to a fight in so long.
That could be.
But sounds like Dana's sour because Punk couldn't beat Mike. It's like Dana expected Mike to get beat.
And
now
that's what I wanted to get back to from that caller who said he can't call anybody a bum. Remember, it was a trash fight, but he won it 30-26. Like, he dominated the fight. So, like, if you're going to call anyone a bum in that situation, wouldn't it be CM Punk?
Like, yes.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you it was an exciting fight because it wasn't. It was awkward and it was difficult to watch because the truth is neither one of those guys have the skill sets that we're used to seeing at that level of fighting. Neither one of those guys are UFC caliber fighters. And I don't think Mike would be upset with me saying that. Mike understands that he kind of luck boxed into an opportunity to get onto a UFC card, but he knows that he wouldn't be on a UFC card otherwise. CM Punk has no business being on a UFC card. That's what was frustrating for me. So it was difficult to watch. It wasn't a fun fight to watch, but I'm not going to call Mike a bum for beating the hell out of a dude for 15 minutes. I mean, that's...
Yeah, and the fight wasn't close. I mean, the judges bore that out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and listen, I think we've talked about this before with Mike. Mike has got other interests. And, you know, he's a smart dude who's building a brand. And, of course, you take that fight.
Yeah.
You get that opportunity. Just like you take the Mickey Gall fight if you get that opportunity, even though it didn't work out for him. So, yeah, I just think some of the reaction's a bit much. But, hey, you guys are all entitled to that reaction. I think if he'd beaten some other guy that nobody's ever heard of and done that, we wouldn't be talking about it.
Right.
It's because CM Punk was on the other side. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. Now, I will say this. I still think a really good super fight's going to do, boxing-wise, would do better pay-per-view numbers than maybe the best UFC card.
The problem is
there's not many
super
fights. There's one of those every, Mayweather-Pacquiao would do it, or did it. I have to go back and look at Canelo Golovkin and see what the numbers were on that. We know Mayweather McGregor did because that one was insane. But that's kind of a crossover. So, but I think more consistently, the pay-per-views in MMA will do better than boxing over the long haul because you have more pay-per-view draws.
Yeah.
And there's just not that many guys who people will pay for boxing.
The UFC can put out a card every month. Some of them sell, you know, 80,000, 100,000, whatever it is. That's a bad one. They still sold 100,000 pay-per-views.
Yeah.
You know, and at $65 a head. And then some of them do sometimes close to a million. You add boxing can't put on a pay-per-view fight every month because there's not enough boxers that people are willing to pay money to watch.
49 says, international pay-per-views like Mexico and Europe make boxing so big. Mexican following is huge. MMA will never take boxing in PPV sales. Boxing purses are bigger. None of that's correct. By the way, MMA has a huge international following. They're all over the place. So that's not true. And boxing's big in Mexico when it's Canelo.
Right.
Are you guys tuning in for...
So like one fight a year, Mexican fans are going to buy the pay-per-view. Okay. How many in Mexico are going to buy the Anthony Joshua Deontay Wilder fight?
Crickets. How many people are going to...
Yeah, let's watch two... Let's watch a British heavyweight and a black American heavyweight fight each other. Mexico's not buying that. The Philippines aren't buying that.
England will buy it, and the U.S. will buy it. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Man Centers. Listen, if you're trying to start a family and you've been struggling, I don't know what your deal is. I don't know if you've got this going on, but you might have low testosterone. And it's not a big deal, guys. Man Centers can help you out with that. And some of the other places you go to will say, oh, we'll just give you some synthetic testosterone injections and you'll feel good for a couple days and then you'll have a crash and then it sucks. That's not what they're doing at Man Centers. They've got the synthetic testosterone injections can damage fertility, can cause dependency, cause long-term health issues, and can even cause shrinkage. Nobody wants shrinkage. If you're currently on those injections, there's a way out. Go to Man Centers. Let them get you on a program that'll help your body rebuild its own natural testosterone. They've got three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area. They're off 288 in Pearland and off 249 in Tomball. And right now, you can go in there, tell them, hey, I heard about you guys on the Blitz, and they'll give you a free general male wellness checkup. That's $150 value, so they'll let you know off the go what you got going on. Give them a call today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com. It's Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Today's the first day. It's not the first day. Can we please get this fixed? Today's one of the many days of the name game.
The name game.
Where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a gift certificate for two free admissions to the Dinner Detective Murder Mystery Dinner Show. It includes the complete murder mystery show, a fantastic dinner, wait staff gratuity, a prize package for the winner, and much more.
You're paying your tip?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. In this show, everyone is a suspect, even you, Hoffman. The killer might be at your table.
Probably.
Yeah, it could be Pick Me Michael. Charlie gave away today's prize to Quentin.
Quentin was the name game name?
Yeah, since he was the first caller. Congratulations, Quentin, for being today's winner.
It seems like the game is restricting that only to black people. There's no white people named Quentin. Oh, Quentin Tarantino.
We have an intern named Quentin.
We have an intern named Quentin?
Did he win?
He was white.
By the way, our new intern crop. Oh, boy. You know what one of our interns said today to me?
What?
Okay. First, he said the Texans are going to go 12-4 this season, which, okay, you live in Houston.
If everybody's healthy,
you're a fan. Sure. If everyone stays healthy all year long, other teams have injuries, everything falls right. Okay, maybe some planet that could happen.
If it's like Madden with the injuries turned off, sure, I could see it.
But then he said, my other team, Cleveland. What do you think he said Cleveland was going to do?
Oh, I'm sure he said something like 8-8.
How about 9-7?
Oh.
9-7 for the Cleveland Browns. I said, why? He's like, their receiving core is a lot better. Oh, okay. Well, I guess that'll change them around from they win zero games more often than they win three.
That's to me, I've seen a couple people say, oh, this is going to be like this year's Jaguars. I'm like, not I'd say almost no chance of that. There's a long way before they're the Jaguars from last year.
Listen, I think the Browns did some good things this offseason.
I think they did some questionable things,
the
too.
The Browns though,
because
also.
Because that's what they're they're the Browns.
One thing that kind of went unnoticed somehow, the Browns' best player retired this offseason.
Yeah, and that offensive line.
Those guys don't grow on trees.
It wasn't as good last year as you would think, considering the talent they had. And now you take the best player off. And, oh, by the way, I don't know that Baker Mayfield can play a lick.
Yeah,
if he winds up playing, and I think he will. Like Tyrod Taylor's better than what you had, but is that going to get you to 9-7? Okay, and I still think you got questions on defense.
Yep,
but I mean that's a big jump from 0-32 to 9-7.
That's what I'm saying,
and it can happen. I mean, but. There's going to need to be a transition year with a 4 or 5 wins first. I find it hard to believe that they would suddenly be a 9-7 team. But hey, that's all right. So you're going to paint the entire intern group brush with this one guy.
I'm just saying that's the representation I got today.
Okay. And JD's clearly a boxing guy, and I don't really want to dog you too much, JD, because I love boxing too, and I do think that MMA has gotten oversaturated, and you know, and some of the things, they just got too big and they had too many cards, in my opinion. So I'm less interested than I used to be, and I consider myself casual fan, but I still think, you know, boxing. See, I got to save this for my Hey Man Bleep That. Boxing is kind of like Tiger Woods fan, and it's kind of like horse racing fan, and I've known this forever. From the horse racing things, like people get interested in these big events like they did for the Triple Crown, but they don't ever come back and stay back. And I think we saw that with this Triple Crown. I don't think there was the interest there. And, you know, but it's if you're a fan of it, that doesn't matter. But when you're a niche sport fan, you need something more. You need something transcendent. Golf needed Tiger Woods. They still need him. I'm not going to burn my Hey Man Bleep That. But and I think you look at certain sports, the NFL, college football are always going to be what they are, but the NBA needed Jordan at the time. They needed Bird and Magic to be that interesting. They need LeBron now and Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. And that, if you have a bunch of guys, the best player in the league, like, let's fast forward 10 years and you don't have those kind of guys, and let's say Ben Simmons is the best player in your league, basketball is going to be struggling a little bit too. It's just every sport. So... 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. But I think for all the niche sports, especially, and listen, this was kind of weird because I was as excited about Kovalev Ward, both of those fights, as I think anybody on this planet. And it was fun to see him and it was fun to go to him, but they didn't really move the needle that much. Yeah, and I thought, okay, these are two great fighters. We're going to get two great fights. And the second one, not so good. But it didn't really move the needle.
Well,
so.
Listen, I think that it's hard for me to, I don't like it when people use bashing one sport to promote
right.
the other.
And that's been going on with boxing and MMA fan forever. And
it's just not for me because I enjoy both of them. So I don't like to do that. I think that the demise of MMA is maybe a little, it's being reported a little prematurely. They're doing okay.
Yeah, I don't think demise is a fair word. I do think that they, you know, they have plateaued a little bit, and I think there's a lot of reasons for that. But you know, I still think they're doing pretty well, and they are doing very well internationally. I think that's kind of a misnomer that a lot of the guys who want to take the boxing side say, and we even had a couple do that, but you know, Brazil, Canada, there's a lot of places that are very into MMA still, even maybe more so than here.
Yep.
So yeah, I don't know why you can't enjoy them both. It's like having a blonde one night and a redhead the next.
Yeah.
They're different. They're both fun. Assuming, you know, I mean, one may be better than the other one night, and the next, you know, you may kind of get cold fished, but that's all right. There'll be another one. Variety is a good thing. All right, 713-780-ESPN. I don't know how the hell I got on that. I had a couple of – well, first off, I want to say congratulations to the Washington Capitals for maybe being the best party team of all time in the wake of the Stanley Cup. Even today at the parade, those guys were still drunk. I'm pretty sure, you know, maybe in my prime, I could have kept up with Alex Ovechkin drinking. Right now?
Not right now.
What I've seen of those guys, there's no way in hell. But, hey, at least they're having fun, man.
Yeah.
See that, see what Robert De Niro did at the Tony Awards?
Yeah.
What the hell's up with that?
I don't think he's a Trump supporter.
I know, but.
Did you see how?
First off,
did you see how the broadcast edited it?
I did not see it. I read about it.
So if you listen to it in Australia, you hear Trump comes out. De Niro comes out, and he says, "First off, I want to say, bleep Trump." Pretty he was not shy about it.
Yeah,
he said, "No longer are we saying down with Trump. We're saying bleep Trump." And the American broadcast, essentially, they said, "Please welcome to the Tony stage, Robert De Niro." And Robert De Niro comes out. You hear all this applause, all the applause that you heard after he said bleep Trump, and we say bleep Trump. They just left it all, but they just left out his words. And it was just basically people clapping for him for a really obnoxiously long time. I thought it was a very interesting way to edit that.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of tired, and mainly because I had to go to a whole festival where that's all I heard for 3 days. So yeah. I'm just kind of tired of these guys doing that. You know, when it's time to vote again, get out and do something. But otherwise, just shut up. Especially at a Tony Award. That's for like Broadway, right?
Yeah.
What the hell is that? What is he doing there?
I got no idea. They invited him, I guess.
Getting old and senile. I guess he was introducing Bruce Springsteen, who's got some kind of musical.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, he does have a very successful musical. I wish I could see it.
Man,
it's
don't know.
It's not a musical. It's like him telling his life story while he plays songs in between. That's pretty cool.
I can pass on that. I've never been a big Springsteen guy.
All right.
Good, but not God.
Well, I don't think he's God.
There's a lot of people who do. Oh, Bruce Springsteen's, especially if you've got friends from the East Coast.
Michael from Pick Me is like, he actually has a tattoo of Bruce
Springsteen.
Yeah, he does. He's a shrine to him.
Yeah. He's got Born to Run tattooed on his butt, too.
No, baby, we were born to run. Mm-hmm.
And there's a little picture of a baby there
on
top of that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you haven't checked out SportsMap today, lots of great stuff on there. Just go to sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. And tell you what, man, all kinds of new stuff on there. Got Cody Stutes' 11 observations from day one of Texans minicamp. So for Texans fans, you got that. We've got the two-man game with Joel Blank, Mario Elie. They say talking about the NBA free agency carousel starts in Houston. We got Where to Watch the World Cup. From Eric Sandler, 13 Houston bars and restaurants, and Jermaine Every still trying to beat his chest to trade Dallas Keuchel.
Still all over that.
Without telling me where you're going to trade him and what team so that it doesn't come back to bite your ass in the playoffs, but that's okay. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, apparently Uber is now going to have a feature that I don't think is really necessary.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you about it anyway. They said in a recent patent application that they have come up with a way to tell, quote, the state of the user by analyzing a number of factors. So they'll see.
Are we talking about?
They'll be able to tell if you're drunk.
And are they not going to pick you up if you're drunk?
No, they're just going to make sure that the driver will know that if they don't want to pick up a drunk person, then someone else can do it.
Because, by the way, that's kind of why Uber exists.
Yeah, I have to. I'll be real honest. You don't need this for me. I'm telling you right now, if I'm Ubering.
I'm taking an Uber. Yeah, I got
drunk. I'm drunk. I'm either drunk or I'm coming back from the airport. Probably drunk from the plane. So that's why they exist for me.
Yeah.
No other reason. I haven't checked my score lately, but hopefully it's gone up. But, yeah, so, but they say people who are more specialized in that can pick you up. It's like, okay. I honestly don't think I've ever taken an Uber where I hadn't had too much where I shouldn't be driving. That's the point of Uber.
Yeah, that's it.
But oh, they're going to go out there and do it. So, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right. Let's try Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are you guys doing? I just want to talk about the Cleveland Browns and the Houston Texans for a second.
Okay.
So, first of all, I want to thank you and the city of Houston for the fourth pick in the draft this year. That was very nice of you. That's number one. And Denzel Ward is a great player. And I'm very happy that you guys were able to gift that to us along with Jabril Peppers. I appreciate that. That's
true. He was like probably the sixth or seventh best player on the board. So it was nice that you got him at four.
Hey, you know, it remains to be seen whether or not Deshaun Watson will be a good quarterback in the NFL. You know, not a lot of guys have come back from two ACLs. I wish him the best. I mean, I'm in Houston, but you know, I think we can safely say that the Cleveland Browns have won that trade at this point in time.
I think we can safely say he's no Baker Mayfield. So yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, no, you can't say you've won the trade yet. So if you trade,
by the way, here's how you know you haven't won the trade: Deshaun Watson's played six games and won three times as many games as the Browns have won in the last 2 years. In those six games.
Actually, it's technically more than three times.
Before we go there, let's remind you that you would never have Deshaun Watson if we didn't take the Brock Lobster signing, which was one of the worst signings in NFL history. Let's remind you that you can thank Cleveland for letting you have Deshaun Watson in the first.
By the way, you're talking about it like I work for the Texans. I've got no stake in that game. I hate to break this to you. I'm not personally attached to the Texans.
That's fine. I just wanted to make that note. So my stance is, I don't think it's a hefty statement. I think that when the Texans play the Cleveland Browns here in Houston, I believe it's like week 10 or week 11, the Browns will have a better record than the Houston Texans.
Oh boy, you must think the Texans are going to be really horrible. Or you must think that Deshaun Watson's going to be injured again.
Yeah, that's the way your bet comes through is if Deshaun Watson's hurt.
But even then, it's going to be tough.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be Brandon Whedon.
Yeah.
And we've seen Bill O'Brien's act when he doesn't have Deshaun Watson. But Texans fan,
Brandon Whedon's accomplished more in this league than
that's true.
Baker Mayfield has.
Boy, when you've got a guy who's a fan of a franchise that's 0-32. Talking trash to you. And by the way, I don't like your fourth pick of the draft. I think you should have gone with Chubb, but that's all right. We'll find out how it works. But somebody says, at some point, y'all will have to admit that trading Keuchel is the right thing to do. No, we don't have to admit that. Trade him for what? To where?
Listen,
there's not a team in the league that you would trade him to that, for one thing, you're not in a selling position.
That's what people don't understand.
No, well, let's do this. You're going to trade him to the Yankees?
Yeah, let's do that.
Guess what? You might be playing them.
Who cares?
Have to go against them.
Who cares?
You trade him to the Red Sox?
What if they give you some prospects, Fred?
What about Cleveland?
What if they give you some prospects?
What about Seattle?
It doesn't make any sense trade.
Wait. Let's go.
When you are a good team in baseball, you don't trade your good players, even if they're slumping. But even if they're going to be gone next year, and we all know that Dallas Keuchel is going to be gone next year, it doesn't make sense to trade it. And by the way, if you think the Kansas City Royals are going to say, yeah, we'll trade for Dallas Keuchel, what motivation do they? They're not going to win anything this year.
The teams that you would trade him to.
The buying teams?
The buying teams are
like
all,
the teams at the top of the standings?
Right, let's say you do it to the National League. Go to, say, you trade him to the Nationals. What if you play the Nationals in a World Series?
I mean, it's not a good situation.
Maybe one of these second tier teams, like the Braves or the Brewers, and maybe that puts them over the top.
It's pretty simple, Fred.
But
teams who want to win a World Series this year don't trade away their players. They just don't. And you
in this case, it's a guy who you're only trading to another contender.
Right.
That makes no sense to me.
So yeah, it's ridiculous. Honestly, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because bad teams aren't taking on players. They just aren't. Expiring contracts, rentals. Bad teams don't take those on because there's no reason to.
With how bad he is sucking, would you care if you had to face him in the playoffs? Actually, the guy's had bad stretches before. He's going to turn it around. And this whole... you're not going to trade him to a team that's not trying to make the playoffs because that team doesn't want him. Nope. He's going to be a free agent. They're not going to give you anything for him. I get this instant reaction crap that fans like to do, but you guys have to not think so short sighted. That's all.
Well, Correa's only hitting .264.
Let's trade him.
Yeah, it's probably time to trade him, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we've gotten to that point.
Yeah, listen, the guy is part of. Right now, is he a guy you throw out there in the playoffs? Probably not. But by the end of the season...
If he's your fourth starter in a playoff series?
And by the end of the season, he's going to turn it around. He can't pitch this bad the whole season. And to just say, oh, well, let's get rid of him because we're not going to be able to bring him back. Aren't you trying to win a World Series this year?
That's the game plan, I think.
Yeah, I think it's silly. And I love Jermaine, but I just think that's a weak take. But people love it because it's a hot take, but I just think it's weak.
By the way... This is sort of crazy. I mean, his ERA is only a half a point worse than Lance McCullers, and no one's talking about trading Lance McCullers away, right?
And he's just had his worst stretch in 2 years. So,
not to mention he's third on the team in innings pitched. You really want the bullpen to be taxed more than they already have been? You want those guys to pitch more innings? I wouldn't think so.
A32 says, but think of the slightly above average prospects. Prospects win championships.
Prospects. Yeah. That's what you need.
Yeah, I think unless you're doing a deal for another starter who's better right now, which, okay, now you're giving up a whole bunch. And, yeah, he's been bad. But I just think it's – the whole problem is where the argument falls apart is who do you trade him to? Because whoever you trade him to – that team is trying to make the playoffs. There's a chance you've helped them beat you either in the playoffs or the World Series. I'm not taking that chance. I'm keeping the guy.
Yep.
And maybe if you wanted to trade him a couple of years ago, that's one thing when he had a lot of value. But what's his value right now? Somebody could look at that and say, oh, yeah, he's pitching so well. Let me give you my top prospect for him.
Yeah, here's our best prospect, or here's our closer. I know you need a closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure the Yankees would give up Aroldis Chapman for Dallas Keuchel. That'll even things out. Then you fill your need and you get rid of your dead weight.
Yeah, and then how does that work out when you have to play that team in the playoffs?
Right. And by the way, knock on wood, but Charlie Morton hasn't been injured yet.
I get you've got
Lance McCullers hasn't gotten hurt.
You've got some leeway there because you got Colin McHugh out there who can start for you.
Right, but then again, now you've got to find more bullpen innings. Who's doing those?
Well, that's who you trade for with Dallas Keuchel for.
Bullpen
innings.
All right.
There you go.
For Aroldis Chapman, we'll take those innings.
Yeah, all of them.
Craig Kimbrell will take those innings going forward.
Yeah, you just have to ride it out, man. He'll turn it around.
So. I'm with you. And you know what? If he doesn't turn it around, okay.
Now
he's
cut
ties
in the bullpen
at the end of the year, and his bad 2018 is suddenly his problem.
And he's not going to make any money in the offseason after that. So,
well, but the fact is he's a left-handed pitcher.
Yeah, he'll
make money.
Somebody will overpay him.
He'll get some money.
Although,
don't you worry.
Man, USA Today had a really long story today about how this year's free agent class was supposed to be so awesome. And you still have Machado and Harper, so those guys are going to get paid.
Yeah.
But suddenly the drop-off now, because Clayton Kershaw's hurt again, and so he may not even opt out. Keuchel has been a bum. I mean, there's about four or five guys that were going to get paid big money that, unless they turn it around,
ain't going to happen.
Nope.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Bill Advisor. I've been trying to tell you about him for a few months here, and if you've got cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home or auto insurance, you're probably paying too much. You signed up, you got a great introductory rate. That's the key word, introductory rate. But then your bill went up when you weren't paying attention. You were watching TV or something, and your bill went up, and now you're paying too much. You're paying more than the guys who are signing up today. Bill Advisor works directly with your providers. They reduce your monthly rates. You don't lower your service. You just lower your bill. They're winning for hundreds of our listeners every month. Most are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving $1,000. Listen, they've been running their $150 challenge. They were like, that's not enough. We're doing a $300 challenge. If they don't save you at least $300, you get every penny back. That's real money back in your pocket. There's still no setup fee. Service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Start the savings now. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information and start working for you. One more time, text the word GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.